This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, there goes the garage door. Garage door's going up. Good to be along with you here. We're open. Yes, we are. The garage door's open here at the Auto World Plaza from the Greasy Garage Studio. And welcome aboard. Welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. It's good to be along here. We've greased each and every roller on the garage door here in the Greasy Garage in order to make sure that it goes up. Gosh, have you ever had a problem with your garage door? The electric motor. Do you have an electric motor? Or do you just still kind of, you know, grab it and throw your back out and then you spend 2 days at the chiropractor? Don't do that. Well, this is Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans, for the next hour and then for the following hour. That's right. 3 hours each and every week. And I'm very honored to be behind the microphone to give you some tips, Auto World tips. We have a lot of great segments here on Auto World that we do. We have a segment that's called What Is It? We share that with you. I do recalls, of course, auto racing news we do, and we do the segment called Did You Know? Yeah, I love that. Also, trivia throughout each and every hour of Auto World. The word of the day, we do shout outs, of course, here on Auto World. We do the Auto World little car fact, yes, and we actually do a little bit of, birthdays sometimes, and that's the thing. If you'd like to share, absolutely. You're the star of the show, folks. Each and every hour of Auto World, you interrupt me at any time because you are the folks that make this happen. Our affiliates are out there and they're taking Auto World. I salute them to no end. I tip my hat to them because without the affiliates taking Auto World, you wouldn't be able to tune in each and every week and maybe learn something and share your opinion, rant and rave. Here on the second hour of Auto World, and with that said, let me shout out the phone number. Axelrod Alex is behind that GCN 2800. Oh, yeah, mixing machine. Oh, that sucker's about 22 feet long, 16 feet wide. He's hanging above it. Make you sound good. Each and every hour, that's what it's all about. The phone number, since 1992, 855-660-4261. And you're more than welcome. Please do email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let me know what you have going on in your auto world, good or bad. You know, like I say, two heads are better than one. In this case, many heads are going to help you get down to the root of the problem. I have actually put quite a few of you in touch with each other. Of course, and this is off mic and off air and being live with going through the week because a lot of you've got the same problem that the other person has. And what did that other person and how did they get it fixed? And how much did it cost? Now, with that said, when it comes to auto repair or even auto body or even, yes, I'm certified in the tire side of that horse that you're driving, four shoes on it, or in this case, four tires on it. So I can teach and tell you that we mount and sell and balance tires all day long here in the Greasy Garage Studio. So I put you two together, you three together, whoever, and you all talk. And next thing you know, we've got a really nice community here at Auto World. That's all there is to it. And I do appreciate you being part of the community. Second hour of Auto World, you can also reach me on Facebook, okay? Facebook, Mark Evans, or Auto. I welcome you on over. Please, the door is open to go over to Auto World Radio. You'll have fun there. But you can reach out at Mark Evans' Facebook page and message me on Facebook there, and I'll take your message, and we'll have some fun, won't we? Absolutely. Second hour here in Auto World. Go ahead, sit back, relax, take the mask off. You don't need it while you're sitting in your own home. Just relax, and we're going to have a good time. I want you to be able to, call me. And with the mask off, I'll be able to understand you a little bit better, and that's what it's all about. Second hour, we got the chief of the Cherokee Nation, no joke, is we're going to talk a little bit about why he is mad and what is coming up in that arena. Yes. Oh, yeah. And that, with that ocean, Oceanward that I shared with you, that picture on Auto World Media Instagram, carried it over to Facebook. Take a look at that photo. Beautiful sunset coming down on the ocean. Very calm. Well, there's a car we're going to talk about that has something in common with the ocean. Absolutely. And I've got basically another thing that is quite shocking. We're going to share some emails again the second hour, like we did the first hour. Absolutely. And trivia. Constantly, and then we got somebody coming together, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here the second hour. Again, you're more than welcome, and that's what it's all about, to email me or call at any one point in time at 855-660-4261. And I want to do a little bit of a shout-out on that. If you are listening on a delayed station, you don't really know that, that's okay. I do honor and take your wants, your needs, and help you. But when you do call into my number that I keep telling you and you don't get an answer, don't get mad, get glad. You can email me 24 hours a day on your time, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay? And I'll get back with you. And I've got some great friends now of Auto World that not only aren't, when I say friends, I mean I've helped them with their car questions, their prices of those estimates they've had, so they can get the right price charged to them, not too high. That's what it's all about, is I'm here to save you money with your car needs and wants and give you some tips on how to save money and, of course, also some news. And that's what it's all about. But we also would definitely like to have fun. F-U-N, fun right here at Auto World. So first and foremost, we got, by the way, on the third hour, I want to throw this out to you because I know you're going to tune in. Get your pencil and paper ready. Sorry, I got some homework for you. Yeah, got some homework for you on the third hour, you folks. So get that ready. And you folks that don't get the third hour, you can always go to gcnlive.com and or Auto World Podcast. Just Google it, Auto World Podcast, because I want you to have some homework. There's nobody gets off here. Every so often, each week, you might not have homework. But this week, you got homework. Okay. A little trivia for us, first off, here on the second hour. In 1948, first torque converter type automatic transmission was offered in an American car and is introduced by who? Buick. Buick calls the new system Dynaflow and puts it in the Roadmaster models. Some of you might have had a Buick Roadmaster. Now, Jay Leno, I believe that was one of... It is. In fact, it was his first car. He and his wife, Mavis, I believe he lived in that car for a while. Well, absolutely, the Buick Roadmaster. I swear the front seat of that thing is bigger than the sofa that's in my living room. Big, huge car. And, of course, hey, if you've got a hard top, you know, and it's... Sounds hard. That's going to keep you away from the rain, the hail, and the weather. But yeah, 1948, the first torque converter. Yep, torque converter type automatic transmission. Now, what is a torque converter? Well, here's where we learn a little bit of something. Torque converter is a big round disc that's mounted on the back of your engine to the flywheel. The flywheel is mounted to the crankshaft on your engine. The torque converter is a big drum. And it slides, it bolts up to the flywheel, and that spins at the same RPM, revolutions per minute, as the engine. And then the automatic transmission then is mounted up in there. The torque converter, though, slides into the front part of your automatic transmission. And as that torque converter spinning, it's got blades in it that come in and go out as it spins. As you know, if you spin it fast enough, remember the days of putting the playing card with a close pin, that wood close pin. We all did that. You know, we did that. And if you didn't, if you're a little younger and you've never done that, get your kids or get your bicycle out and put a playing card with a wooden close pin there and hold that playing card on there and let those spokes spin. The faster you go, the faster that... It just makes, you know, some noise. Make sure that everybody knows you're coming on that bicycle. Well, that's what this torque converter does, but it has fluid in there. And this fluid is inside those blades. And it's as that engine goes up in RPMs, revolutions per minute, the blades do what? Move that fluid. When we come back, we're going to go inside an automatic transmission just a little bit because I want you to understand what that fluid, tranny fluid, is going through. And, we're going to talk about the car in the ocean. We'll be right back. Grab some popcorn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yeah, those 6x9s. I've got a pair of those 6x9 speakers. They're called Mind Blowers, and boy, did they. Boom. This is why this is a Loosen Up production. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host, in the Greasy Garage Studio. from the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho, each and every week for you. Thank you for being here for me, shutting down your world, taking off the mask, relaxing, putting safety glasses on, throwing a breath mint in just for me. Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. Yeah, I was talking a little bit about transmissions and torque converters. Back in 1948, the first torque converter type automatic transmission was on behalf of Buick. Buick did that. Makes it so it's like, well, there's a lot there. And before we even get to that, I've got some news that just came in. And then we're going to get to back to the tranny fluid and see why you aren't changing your tranny fluid. Goodyear to buy Cooper tires. What? That's right, news, Auto World Weekly News just came in. And Goodyear, do you own Goodyear tires? You've heard of that company, haven't you? The Goodyear blimp over the NASCAR track? Oh, yeah. Sometimes they sneak out there and go over other types of automotive racing tracks. But Goodyear Tire Company, folks, to buy Cooper tires. So if you're a fan, and that, by the way, okay, I'll throw the dollar amount out there. It's just a measly $2.8 billion. Goodyear, ooh, $2.8 billion. I think they've been making a couple pennies off of us to buy Cooper tires. Huh. Anyway, a little bit of news there, Auto World Weekly News. I don't know. I've got some Cooper tires on a little step side that I have, and I enjoy and love those Cooper brand type tires. I don't have a problem with them, so I don't know what's going to happen if Goodyear takes them. Are they going to keep, you know, building the same style and type of tire that Cooper used to do? I don't know. There's questions all the time here in Auto World. And again, you're the star of the show. If you've got a problem, a smell, a sniffing smell, ooh, yeah. How about that antifreeze leaking over there on the, what's that smell inside my car? Oh, that smell! Antifreeze leaking over on the passenger floor mat? What's that? Yeah. Your heater's not working too good, is it? Because you got a heater core leaking. Now, transmission fluid. When's the last time you put new tranny fluid and serviced your transmission? Your automatic transmission, folks. Yes, the torque converter's up in the front mount of the engine. Makes it spins the same RPMs as your engine. Pushes transmission fluid through the torque converter to bend fan blades. Pushes it through the transmission, goes through a lot of parts, clutches, etc., so you don't have to push a clutch pedal in. But, with that said, that is scorching, literally scorching the transmission fluid every time it shifts. Up shifts and down shifts. So with this said, I want to make sure that each and every one of you know that these parts, the torque converter is very expensive, and also are the planetarium gears and the whole bunch of other mechanic Largan jargon names, okay? I don't need to talk about all the names in an automatic transmission. I'm talking about just do the most simplest thing you can do is change the transmission fluid. And I want the filter replaced. The filter that's in there on the transmissions. Now, there's a lot involved here. Some of you do not have transmission filters. All of you that have rear wheel drive cars have transmission filters. That means the pan's got to be pulled off to get to this little bitty filter. It's not very thick. Very thin, it gets plugged up pretty quick, and if it gets plugged up, tranny fluid is a detergent type oil, and as you all know, it's red. Once the torque converter spins it at a very high rate of speed, pushes it through there, the planetarium gears and the clutches scorch it. It's burnt, doesn't lubricate anymore, and you have metal filings down in the pan going through the filter, plugged up. All of a sudden, you don't have the pressure you need. It's like, well, how can I say it? But let's use the human body. If you've got an artery plugged up in the human body, that's called a heart attack. You're not going to be with us very much longer. So with your transmission, it's the same thing. I call it a heart attack. So let's get the filter replaced, throw it away, get it so it has good flow, and that tranny red fluid is flowing through there, and you're good to go. That means you don't have to spend any money buying a new transmission. And some of you have emailed me this last week, asking me what the price of a transmission is. And I think this is why, because I know that you've all had some problems with it shifting funny. You've got it in the tranny shop right now, and they're quoting you $3,500 to $4,500 for a new transmission. And yes, you all have to understand that each and every state and area has different prices per hour on labor. And yes, part prices are a little different too. And with that said, that means the estimate or the repair will be a little bit different. But you can get a transmission done roughly average price through the United States, $3,500. But if you just have it serviced, you won't have to do that. That's why I'm highlighting that. Okay. Now, something has been, and we're going to get to some emails here in a little bit, but, oh my goodness, you know, this winter's been kind of rough throughout. You know, there's been a lot of things that's happened, and of course, all of you, my heart goes out to you down in Texas, Oklahoma. Got some great affiliates, radio stations, et cetera, and all of you listening, my heart goes out to you, and I've had some of you email me, and you're doing good, and that's what it's all about. And thanks again for emailing me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You're more than welcome. If you haven't emailed me, do, and just say hi, on air or off air, because I do know, in fact, I... Wherever you go, there's all with for me. Wherever I go, there's always a car question coming to me. Someone has a noise, or it's pulling to the right, or pulling to the left, or my brakes are squealing, or I have a leak underneath. It's over here. What do you think that is, Mark? And that's what Auto World's all about. Your Auto World, let's get it fixed at any one point in time. Well, talking about Auto World, there is a big world out there that we all live on, and the chief of the Cherokee Nation. This is no joke. This is true. This is a true news story right here on Auto World. Chief of the Cherokee Nation says, no more Jeep, no more to Jeep. Jeep is in trouble, yes, with the Cherokee chief of the Cherokee Nation. Why? Because the chief of the Cherokee Nation folk wants the Cherokee name dropped, period. See, Jeep's been using the Cherokee. Do you have a Jeep Cherokee? That's the model of your Jeep. Little four-door Jeep Cherokee, huh? I've worked on quite a few of them. And I don't really, you know, you don't really, while you're working on these vehicles, you don't really study the history, the trivia, and all that behind where they got the model name, why they did the model name, because I just don't know. I mean, it's a four-door Jeep. Well, they call it the Jeep Cherokee, and the chief of the Cherokee Nation says, drop it, Jeep. So the Jeep has been using the Cherokee name, folks, for more than 45 years now. And they said, the chief of the Cherokee Nation wants Jeep to drop that name. Native American name, Cherokee. Right here in Auto World, there's things that come to us that I always like to share with you. And what's your opinion of that? Do you have a Jeep Cherokee? Grand Cherokee? Maybe you're looking at maybe buying one. What's your opinion? 855-660-4261 or autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In his first major public appearance since the end of his presidency, Donald Trump stepped to the stage at CPAC.
Well, thank you very much, and hello, CPAC. Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me? A lot of things going on. To so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room, and all across our country, I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we begun together, we went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Trump's comments close out the four-day gathering of conservatives in Orlando. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Oh, a full case. Careful out there. We don't want to drink and drive. Or text and drive. Thank you. Please do not. Pull over. We here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting live from the Auto World Plaza. There is now a fine if they catch you talking on the telephone. Some of you have already got that, but we finally woke up over here. So be careful. Just pull over and talk and do your texting and all when you park, please. You don't want to meet anybody by accident. I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World. That's what you're listening to right now. Good to have you along. Privileged to be with you and have you stop everything in your tracks to be with me each and every week. Hey, you know, here a little housekeeping. AutoWorldMedia.com. Got a new website up and rocking and rolling. AutoWorldMedia.com. Go on over and take a look. We're going to be putting some goodies up, more information and more pictures and all that. Some of my past that's been a fun time to do, and more of the future. That's what it's all about. And also with that, Auto World Media Instagram account. I want to get right to that picture that I put up there. It's a picture of the ocean. Beautiful sunset. Well, like I mentioned in the post, not only on Facebook, Mark Evans, but the Auto World Radio Facebook page, the ocean, there's a car and the ocean have something in common. You know what it is. Maybe you've read about it. Maybe you've known about it. But I want to talk a little bit about it. The ocean is the name of the car. Yes, you can buy the ocean, and it's in a car now. So you can buy the ocean in a car, the Auto World. You can get the ocean and drive the ocean to the ocean to take a look at the ocean. Why not? What is this ocean thing, Mark? Well, Fisker Car Company. Oh, yes, the Fisker. Well, they're going to team up first and foremost. They're an EV maker. See, back to that EV letters there. Electric car maker. They're going to team up with Foxconn. A brand new breakthrough. $4.6 billion equation. And they are making the car that's called the Ocean. Now, who is Foxconn, you ask? Well, good question. Yeah, it's a tech manufacturing company, and they are the part behind the electronics of Fisker's car. With this all said, there, folks, there is. Some of you out there have already ordered these. Fisker's, the Ocean. Car that's called the Ocean. Some of you have ordered them. Why do I know that? Because their reservation rate for the Ocean has gone up 400% in the last month. There's 12,467 of you that put money down on the reservation to buy the Ocean, the car. Well, Fisker. Well, they're setting up a battery, by the way. A little news on Fisker. They're doing quite well. And again, another competitor to Tesla. Ford. General Motors. And the first hour I mentioned a car company too, but you'll have to go back to listen. Well, Fisker, they're setting up a battery cell manufacturing facility. That's right. With an unidentified major supplier at this point. Oh, I like that. An unidentified major supplier in Europe, or, that's the key word, or is it going to be the United States? So that's still on the fence, as we call it, I guess, and Fisker was once a rival to Tesla. So, boy, there is a lot of competition out there knocking at the door on this EV, huh? Whew. Man, it's getting a lot of heat in the shop here. I got to turn a fan on. It's getting too hot. Also, with that said, there's a company over in, well, in China, actually, that they're building a budget electric car, and they're taking on Tesla. They stated that last week. They're taking on Tesla at the price of only $4,500. They're going to sell you, well, the folks over in China, a EV car that's reportedly outselling right now Tesla Model 3s in China by almost 2-1. For $4,500. I don't know what the size of it is. I'm going to dig into it, though. We're going to dig into it real deep. We're going to find out a lot more about that. It's time right now for a little more trivia. I always like doing trivia here on Auto World. This goes back in the early 60s. 1968 Mercury LeGrand Marquis. A 1968 Mercury LeGrand Marquis. It had a dual action trunk. What? Yeah, remember those? The trunk, you know, I've got a 1965 Dodge Coronet 440. You put the key in the trunk, you know, you turn the key. And today, if I do that too fast, I snap the key in the key cylinder. Why? Yes, I lubricate it. I put some ZEP, Z-E-P. I don't use the WD-40. I use the ZEP. It's got lithium in it. It's a better Teflon type of grease. But when I put the key in there, it's old. It's a 1965. Well, the 1968 Mercury LeGrand Marquis back in the day had a dual-action trunk, and what that meant is that it's kind of like a tailgate. It opened up normal, so that means in the back of the car you put the key in, turn, and it would raise from the very back up, go up straight right in front of you. If you weren't careful, you would hit your nose or your forehead, and you'd have the trunk. Or you'd go over to the right rear quarter panel, and kabam! Hit the button, and it would open up from the right rear quarter panel up to the left. Swings right up. Why'd they do it? Back in 1968, ease of access. Ease of access. What's your opinion? Would you want a trunk to do that? Do we even need trunks? Do we even have trunks? No. I don't think we have trunks today. Why? Well, because we're not really driving any four-door sedans around, are we? No, we are not. We're driving around lift gates, and I've had, now the lift gate means that, you know, SUVs and, quote, hybrids and all that, we all have these lift gates in the back. That's what they're called today in today's generation, and they're electronic. They have a little motor on them. You push the handle or touch the handle, and the power lift gate comes up automatically and gets up out of your way, so you can put your groceries in there, your dog in there, your cat in there, whatever you might want to put in there. You might want to put some automotive parts, some hot rod parts, some whatever, some WeatherTech floor mats, mud flaps that you just bought. Might buy some cleaning units for your car and all that. Anyway, you're going to put them in your back of your SUV. Well, that lift motor, folks, have you had any problems with them yet? There has been some problems with them. And, oh yeah, Ford, they snuck in that Ford Escape, didn't they, on you? And a lot of you see that same feature, creature feature, I call it, on the brand new Volvo, so that you just wave your foot underneath where the sensor is, underneath where the liftgate is, and the liftgate automatically opens up. Well, I just want to highlight something, a little Auto World tip. If you're waving your foot down there, this is something that's come to me this last week here on Auto World email side, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Some folks have said they can't get their liftgate open. It doesn't work anymore. By grabbing the handle, touching the handle, it doesn't open. Once they do get it open, by touching the handle millions of times, it finally opens up, goes up normal, as I state here in the email, but then once it gets up, it doesn't want to come down again. They have to keep touching the handle and then get a ladder out to get to the handle because it's so high in the air. Here's what's wrong with that. The little sensor eye that's underneath the vehicle that you're waving your foot at, your toes, you got all your toes sitting out there. Ladies, you've painted your toes with this pretty, you know, you get your sandals on there in Scottsdale, Phoenix area, and Florida, you folks that are listening in the warm climates, you don't even have a shoe on because it's nice and warm. That's okay. It has nothing to do with the toenail polish, though, ladies. No, the sensor's dirty. That's right. The little eye on your sensor is dirty. We need to wash it, to clean it up. And once you clean that little eye up, it'll pick up your toes that are shining with that pretty toe polish, and the door will work just fine. It cancels out the handle. That's what I'm getting at. So we got to keep, make sure. The most simplest little thing you can do is car wash. Ask for the undercarriage car wash. That keeps all your sensors clean. There you are. Right there on Auto World. Love saving you money and making sure that your lift gates are working. We'll be right back with, some more news? No, your emails. We'll be right back here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Chitty bang bang, what we'll do, near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang.
It's a good thing to have as a name for your car or your truck. Got to have a name on it, and that's the name. Maybe I should name my white stepside that. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host. This is Auto World Live in Boise, Idaho. Folks, each and every week I sit down to the microphone. I do have a wrench in my hand during the week, and in fact, I always have wrenches around me and tools around me. Absolutely. It takes a lot of tools to keep your cars running. That's what it's all about, is to keep your cars running, your trucks running correctly. And boy, the creature features that we have today have changed, haven't they? All the electronics that are coming in to the creature features, I call it. And sometimes that's what makes your buy, your decision, is the creature features. Yeah. Like this, the new Ford Explorer King Ranch Edition brings Texas spirit to America's best-selling SUV. King Ranch, you know it. If you've got the big four-door King Ranch truck, it's got every creature feature there is. And now they're bringing it into the Ford Explorer. I always thought that the King Ranch meant that you got the biggest, baddest truck, the biggest thing you could ever get your hands on the road. Well, it's going into the 2021 Ford Explorer King Ranch Edition. It introduces the rugged premium appearance and brings the King Ranch name to America's all-time best-selling SUV line for Ford. And with that said, what is a King Ranch? What is part of the King Ranch lineup? Dearborn, Michigan, like I was talking about the generator, of course. You might just want to take a look at the King Ranch and the Ford Explorer. The Ford Explorer, as you know, there were some initial things that were happening back in the day with the word rollovers and all. Things have changed, folks. Things have changed. They're safer, better, all that. Now you can get the King Ranch running W logo. Oh, that's going to be fun. Leather armrests. Oh, you want the smell of leather in your vehicle? New? You got an older vehicle? Do you want the smell of leather? Go down to your upholstery shop. Yes, the automotive upholstery shop. Google it in your area, in your town. Go get their scraps. Yes, they're doing upholstery still in these cars. Get the scraps. Put the scraps in a little recycled bag and throw it underneath that seat. Somewhere that you don't see it, but you can sure smell it. Oh, yeah.
I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now.
Oh, yeah. Come together. Who's coming together? Well, we all come together each week here on Auto World. But Bosch and Microsoft to come together on software platform for what? Vehicles. That's right. They're coming together, Bosch and Microsoft, coming together to build software for your vehicle, a platform for your vehicle. It's all about electronics. Some of you know, of course. Most of you do know Microsoft. And why do you know Microsoft? because of desktop, laptop computers. Do you know Bosch? B-O-S-C-H. Do you know anything about Bosch? Bosch, some of you might understand that Bosch is maybe fuel injection. Some of you might think Bosch is wiper blades. Some of you might think that Bosch is spark plugs. Some of you might think, well, Mark, isn't Bosch the old fuel injection diaphragm pump that I used to have on my Volkswagen Jetta? Scirocco? Oh, yeah, I'm going back. I like to go back every once in a while. The Volkswagen Scirocco. What a piece of... I think that was dead air for a minute. Okay, anyway. Yes, Bosch did make some fuel injection air diaphragms that were no good. But Bosch today, I do have, and I will keep installing Bosch spark plugs. Yes, you're all right. Spark plugs, wiper blades, they're awesome. In fact, you'll see the Bosch brand on the BMWs out there on the front of that windscreen, or basically called a windshield. Bosch is in a lot of different areas. They're an automotive company, as you have described it, but they're teaming up with an electronic company to come together. That's all better. That's best for us. That's going to make it all happen. And that's what it's all about, to get you and me a better car. Now, let's go into that email bag before the garage door comes down. And we've got a whole bunch of emails this last week. And that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. This one looks like I can say it live on the air, so let's do it. Hey, Mark, glad to join you every week. I learn a lot each week from you. Well, thank you. Thank you for that shout-out, and do appreciate that. I own a Ford Explorer. What? Well, how lucky was that? I own a Ford Explorer that has a antifreeze leak over by the right front tire. I believe it has a 4.0 V6 in it. At this time, it is not overheating, but I did put about half a gallon in the plastic tank. That's the burp bottle tank. I drove it over to my mechanic, and they diagnosed it. They told me it is the intake manifold leaking down the front of the engine. The quote for the repair is $1,400. Do you believe that this is what's wrong, and is the price correct? Thank you for taking time to help. Joe in Edmond, Oklahoma. Oh, it's time for a shout-out. Oh, yeah, there it is. There's a horn for a shout-out. Shout-out to our great station, our affiliate there in Oklahoma, KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, and everybody in between, all little towns there that I didn't mention. You're all welcome. And thank you, Joe, for coming in and emailing me from Edmond, Oklahoma. Ford Explorer, leaking front. Okay, there's a couple things here, Joe, on this Ford Explorer. Now, first and foremost, Joe, you can also email me a picture if you'd like. Take your cell phone out and just take a picture. I know if you might not have a lift or whatever, definitely just open the hood and take a picture of where you think the antifreeze is leaking from. This helps a lot. Second question is, have you ever had a water pump done here lately? These water pumps on these 4.0 V6s are pretty wide from left to right, and you could have a water pump that somebody might have just put on. The gasket could not have been, I call it, put on correctly. It's down in there. It's kind of tough to get them square and put on there flat. And I always use a little bit of silicone to hold the gasket only, though, on the water pump. So when I go down in there, I know that the water pump gasket stays on the water pump while I dip the water pump down there with both hands. If you haven't had a water pump on and it's leaking over on that side, remember now, when antifreeze or anything drips down on something else, it can carry the antifreeze over to the right front tire. Now, here's what I think it is. If you've never had a water pump done, no problems there. Those 4.0 V6s, Joe, from Edmond, Oklahoma, you've got a thermostat housing leaking. Guarantee it. They're up on top. They're plastic. The intake manifold is also composite plastic on that 4.0. But the thermostat, where the thermostat's mounted into a thermostat upper and lower housing, they leak. That's a typical thing that's wrong with the Ford 4.0s. In the newer Ford Explorers, okay? I didn't put the year here. So if you've got a newer one, okay, 2002 on up. is the year, I believe, Joe. And for sure, that plastic thermostat housing, what happens, it's right on top of the engine. It's buried. You can't see it. The alternator and the alternator bracket's in the way from the top. And it's a complete guess. It really, really is by us mechanics. Unless you take the alternator and alternator bracket off to be able to look right in there at that thermostat housing. And with that said, it takes about, if it is that, and I really do believe, Joe, that that's what's going on. You might mention that to him. Did you guys check the thermostat housing is all you got to ask them. They can look at it, inspect it, and, you know, to make sure for them, instead of taking the intake manifold off, 1400 is a little high, but I'm not even going to say that that's the intake manifold leaking because they don't leak. They do not leak, Joe. The thermostat housing is going to run you about $600. Replace the housing, the gaskets, and labor and all. $600 to $700. That covers everybody throughout the United States with that price. That's what's leaking, Joe. I put money on it right here with my mouth, okay? We do a lot of those, and it takes a little bit of time. But to verify and make sure, your shop, your favorite mechanic, can take the alternator off and the alternator bracket. That's about a half hour is all, if that. And they can put their eyeballs on that thermostat housing and watch the antifreeze go drip, drip, drip. And then you're solved and you're fixed. Hey, thanks for emailing us. Here on Auto World, Joe from Edmond, Oklahoma, listening to us on KZLS 1640 AM. Good to have each and every one of you along. Well, thank everybody. The garage door is rolling down. Oh, my God. We're another second hour or third hour. We're going to give you some homework, so stay tuned for that. We're going to have a lot of fun. And also, I want to thank, first and foremost, my chauffeur. There's the garage door going down. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. With the garage door going down, this has been a Loose Nut production.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.